Hundreds of thousands of Algerians have also taken to the streets of the capital, Algiers, as anti-government demonstrations in the country enter their sixth week. Protesters reiterated their call for President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to resign immediately and put an end to his 20-year rule. Demonstrators also they want a new generation of leaders to create jobs, fight corruption, and provide greater freedoms. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds. Algerians launched protests on February 22nd after Bouteflika announced that he'll seek a fifth term in office. The president then, though, bowed to the rallies by reversing his re-election bid. But he's refused to quit, saying he'll stay in office until a new constitution is adopted. Press TV's Kamil Mansari says Algeria's demonstrations continue to grow as security situation in the country eases.
Mostly over 3 million, according to security figures, are gathering and demonstrating in Algiers. It's another rebuff for the government against, especially the last call from the chief of staff of the army, who pledged for the implication or the application of the Article 102 of the Constitution. The population are rejecting it. It's another rebuff. They're saying they're decrying it on the street. And at the same time, they are demanding that the entire hold of power holders or the system to leave. So it's not just the, just not another. It's every week we see a new demand, a new level of request from the populations. And this time, even the chief of staff have been targeted by slogans and by chants all through the demonstration in Algiers. We have also witnessed that the security measures have been lessened. They have been deployed only in the street that conducting to the presidential area or the Ministry of Defense.